Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
As March wanders in, snowing one day and beaming warmth the next, harbingers of spring appear, from bursting pussy willow buds to the return of the first robin. But few have as remarkable a story as the first flitting butterfly of the season, the mourning cloak, and that's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Even with snow on the ground, mourning cloaks will emerge from hibernation, bringing beauty to an otherwise wintry day. Their emergence seems miraculous on such cold days. They've just spent 6 months nearly frozen in tree cavities, beneath loose tree bark and wood piles, or in unheated buildings. The cold itself is not a direct hazard to the butterflies. Rather, it's the formation of ice crystals in their body tissue that can quickly become lethal. To keep from freezing, mourning cloaks reduce the amount of water in their blood by as much as 30% and then thicken it with a sugar solution of sorbitol. Their antifreeze outdoes anything we humans put in our cars. Using electrical conductivity, biologists in Alaska found that mourning cloaks do not freeze until the temperature reaches minus 220 degrees Fahrenheit. To keep from being detected through the long winter, mourning cloaks fold their wings together so only the undersides, which are drab and serve as camouflage, are exposed to potential predators. Once they emerge, they are short on fat and need to eat, so they often seek out running tree sap or rotten fruit. As the days become longer and warmer, they'll mate and lay eggs for the next generation, living only a few weeks. Still, mourning cloaks win the award for greatest longevity among butterflies, living 10 to 11 months. Butterflies need body temperatures close to ours to fly. All butterflies that are active in spring have dark-colored bodies and wings to aid in solar heating themselves. Watch for mourning cloaks basking, opening their wings, and angling their bodies toward the sun to increase their body temperature prior to flight. The mourning cloak is found throughout most of North America and Europe, and in a broad band across Central Asia. So they don't just announce spring in Wisconsin, but all around the world. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.